Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey. Bong, bong. Everybody, come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Frank Nelson, Jerry Hausner, Hi Everback, the 16 Short Orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass.
Oh, my, this will be the first chance today when I'm head for to work on my crossword puzzle. I love crossword puzzles. Been working on this one for 7 years. I need only 3 more letters for to get the first word finished here. It's a 3-letter word. No, I couldn't rush these things. Wait a minute, I think I'll try this word over here. Let me for to see, it says feline, a 4-legged animal, what says meow. 5 letters. Feline, meow. It's a hard one there. 5 letters. Oh, I got it. It's cat, K-I-T-T-Y, pussy. Now, the next word here has got 6 letters. Wish that I knew some 6-letter words. I know I'd end the 7-letter word. I wish I could use it here. Well, so long with nobody's looking, I'll squeeze it in. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey. Parkey, a telegram just came for you from Western Union.
A telegram from the Restaurant Union?
Not the Restaurant Union, Western Union.
Oh, my, you know, Betty, the minute what you said union, I thought maybe what that telegram was from Petrillo, you know.
Petrillo, what does he have to do with you? You haven't any musicians here.
I know, but lately the tea kettle has been whistling, you see. Oh, my, I almost forgot. Let us for to open up the telegram. Betty, you open that. Telegrams is always makes me for to be so nervous. Go ahead, read it, will you?
Okay, Parkey.
Yes.
Let's see. Arriving from Athens this evening. Huh? Eagerly looking forward to seeing you, as have important matter to discuss with you. Best wishes, Polonius Papatherius.
Polonius Papatherius? Betty, that should be the richest man in all Athens, maybe the richest man in all Greece. I heard what he's made millions. He's be a great inventor, you know.
Oh, and you know him, Parkey?
Know him? Why, years ago when I was in Greece, I loaned him the money for his first invention. I gave him 450,000 drachmas.
450,000 drachmas?
Yes.
Jeepers, how much is that in American money, Parkey?
$65. It was all the money what I had. You know, Betty, I was the only one who used for to believe in that man. Oh, my, everybody else is used for to make fun of him. I was the only one who ever took Papa Theodore serious.
And you say he was a great inventor, Parkey?
Oh, yeah, some wonderful inventions, you. He's the fellow what he invented the hot water bottle that uses cold water.
A hot water bottle that uses cold water?
Yeah, that's for people with hot feet who wants to cool them off. Oh, my, he's invented hundreds of things, and just he managed that guy. He's coming all the way from Athens just for to see me. He said what he wants for to talk to me something very important.
Well, maybe he wants to pay back the money you loaned him years ago, Parkey.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, my, after all these years, say, Betty, you know something? We are got for to do something for to make a great big welcome for him.
Oh, you mean kind of dress up the restaurant?
Yeah, let's kind of dress up the restaurant. Wait a minute, I got a swell ideas. We'll decorate it up so it'll look just like a restaurant what they have in Greece. Yeah, that'll make him for to think what he'll be back in Athens again, you see? Mm. Yeah, we'll put up Greek flags and have all the waiters dress up in Greek uniforms, you know? Yeah, that is a wonderful idea, Betty, to remind him of Greece. How much do you think what that will cost?
Oh, I'd say around
$300. $300. Maybe it'd be a better idea if he saw America first, huh? But I got for to give him some kind of a big reception, you know. Say, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have a big banner for to string across the street. Welcome, Polonius Papatherius. Yeah, that's what that will be good.
Hey, say, Parkey, will you please let me have a cup of coffee?
Oh, my baby, the George is calling me. Pardon you. Excuse you, George. I didn't see you sitting there. You see, I'm be all excited here, you know. I just got a telegram. A friend of mine is coming today from Greece. Oh, my, he's a big millionaire. He's a big an inventor, you know. I heard what he's made millions inventing something what it goes on new automobiles, you know.
Yeah, it goes on new automobiles?
Yeah.
What was it?
I think you call it a bonus. I don't know what it is or something. But anyway, it was something very important.
Well, it's mighty nice to have substantial friends. You might give him my card in case he requires any legal work while he's here. Don't forget, I'm still a pretty good lawyer.
Yeah, but where could he get in touch with you? You don't got no office.
Oh, it's very easy to find me. All you have to do is look right behind any ambulance.
Say, Judge, you know something?
Hmm?
28 years ago, in the whole country, I loaned that man $65 an hour. Guess what he wants for to pay me back the money, huh? You see, Judge, there does be some honest people left in the world, don't there? Of course, I'm not including present company, you know, yes.
Honest people? Why, this man's the biggest swindler I've ever heard of.
He's a swindler?
Definitely. If you loaned him $65 28 years ago, he should pay you back a lot more money today.
Oh, he'll give me more than the $65. I'm sure what he'll pay me interest. Let me for to see 2% interest for 28 years. That's $1.30 a year. Well, might as well be almost $100.
Do you mean to say that all you'll get's $100 for inventing the automobile?
Inventing the automobile? I didn't invent the automobile.
You did if I represent you. Yes, my good man. If you let me handle this case, we'll see that this cheap conniver pays you back a good deal more than $100.
Yeah, $100, that's don't be very much for inventing the automobile, does it? A thing like that should be worth at least $200, eh?
$200? Yeah. How ridiculous. Why, in the automobile business, for $200, Kaiser wouldn't even say good morning to Fraser. My dear client, we're going to sue your friend for $500,000.
$500,000? You said what you're going for to sue him?
Absolutely. We have no other way to handle a common thief like that.
Yeah, you're right, the dirty crook. Hey, wait a minute, Judge. What am I saying? What are you trying to do to me? That man is be my friend before he even comes here. You get me all worked up against him.
Well, I'm just trying to get the money he stole from you.
Look, Judge, Mr. Papatheris, don't steal nothing from me. He's be my friend, and I'm just happy what he's be coming here for to see me, and I am not be interesting in the money either. I don't care if he never pays me back a cent. But I do be entitled to the $65, don't I?
On the show, let's go. Introducing Miss Betty Rose.
I wish I were back again with all the sweet and simple folks that call my kiddies. Kokomo, Indiana. Well, if it isn't poppin', hiya, Mom, you always had the cutest grinning. Kokomo, Indiana. Joe's pocket rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me.
He remembers.
And get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles for the jam on her face. How would you like to go and meet that old wabashful beau you used to know in Kokomo, Indiana? Wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath the Hoosier moon? Oh, what a moon. For all of the many reasons that I mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course, you know the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana.
Kokomo, K-O-K-O-M-O.
Singing Kokomo, Indiana. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. It takes no great intelligence to realize that the backbone of our nation is its growing youth. But it does take a little foresight to acknowledge that our youth will be ill-trained, a weak backbone, unless some action is taken to rectify the current crisis in the teaching profession. Hundreds of thousands of teachers have quit the profession during the past 5 years. Emergency replacements often do not come up to the required educational standards. Further, the number of qualified young men and women training to be teachers has fallen dangerously low. This, coupled with deteriorating buildings and obsolete school facilities, means American children will be unable to take their places as future American citizens with the schooling and training necessary to carry out the responsibilities, the obligations of good citizenship. Within your own community, take an active part in promoting good schooling. Look into the school conditions in your own hometown. They may need your aid. We're proud of the fact that first among the theatrical profession, our own Park Yukakis raised his voice in the recognition of the need and gave his support to the continuation of the fight. Join with him in the perpetuation of tomorrow by helping the youth of today.
I knew what you got for to go through so much red tape if you just want for to hang up a banner across the street. It's a lucky thing when I found out what I had for to get a permit down here at the city hall.
Hey, Mr. Pocococcus, Mr. Pocococcus.
Somebody calling me. You calling me, mister?
Yes, I am. You are Mr. Pocococcus, ain't you?
Yes.
Boy, am I glad I found you. I chased you all the way over here from your restaurant.
You did?
Yeah, they told me you were going down to City Hall. Oh. I'm just going to be in town for this afternoon, and Joe wanted me to stop in and give you his best regards.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You say Joe?
Yeah.
What Joe is that?
Joe. You know Joe. Clara's husband.
Clara? Who is Clara?
Emily's sister.
Emily's sister? Well, what Emily?
The one that's married to Tom.
Tom?
Yeah. Phil's nephew.
Phil's nephew? What's Phil?
The one who works for Harry.
Harry? You mean Harry Harris?
No, Harry Lewis.
Harry Lewis?
Yeah, you know, Myrtle's husband.
Myrtle? Who is Myrtle?
Myrtle is Joe's sister. You see, Joe, he's the one who told me to give you his best regards.
Well, that's Joe.
Yeah.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I was able to see you.
Yes.
I hate to run away like this, but I'm having lunch with Henry.
Henry?
Yeah, you know, Charlie's cousin. Well, so long. See you later.
Yeah, see you later, yes. It's a funny thing, you would think out of all those people, I would know one of them. Well, Maya, I better get into the city hall and get that permit. I don't got much time. What a big, beautiful building this is. That is for to see. I wonder where I got for to go to get that permit. Oh, there's the information desk. I'll ask them over there. Pardon you, mister. Does this be the information desk?
Can you read, mister?
Read?
Yeah.
Yes, I could read.
Good. What's that sign say up there? Go ahead, read it.
Information?
Read it again. Go ahead, what does it say?
Information?
Well, what do you know?
Yeah.
Now, step over to that end and read it from over there.
Over there?
Yeah, yeah. Right there. What's the sign say now?
Information.
Now, come over to this side and read it.
You mean over here?
Yeah, yeah, over here. What's the sign say from over here?
Information.
Well, isn't that strange? No matter from what angle you read the sign, it still says information, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yes.
Well, then I guess this must be the information desk, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess what it is.
Look, with all these signs here, why do all you stupid jerks have to come up here and ask if this is the information desk? What do you want to know?
Well, you see, I like to get a permit. I got a friend of mine.
Room 118.
Yes, you see, it's...
Room 118.
Yes, but I would...
Room 118.
Guess I got to go to room 118. Oh, there it is, right across the hall. Room 118. Permits and licenses. Oh, how you do, sir. Pardon you, but is this be the office where I could get a permit?
What's that sign say up there?
Permits and licenses?
Step over to this side, Marie.
Yeah, I know. No matter from what side you read it, it still says permits and licenses. But if you don't be too busy, I'd like for to get a permit for to put up a big banner across the street, you see?
What's your name?
Park Yukakis.
Park Yukakis?
Yes.
What are you, a wise guy?
No, that's don't be no wise guy. That's be my name, Park Yukakis. See, I got a friend who's a millionaire.
What do I care about your millionaire friend? What are you trying to do? Show me what a big shot you are?
No, I don't be no big shot.
Well, don't come around here pulling that high pressure stuff. You know better than anybody else. You understand that, mister?
Yes, I understand that, yes.
Well, don't forget it. You want to hang up a banner, you got to get a permit the same as anybody else.
Yes, you're right. I know that. Yeah, I don't be kicking about that. It makes me very happy to get the permit.
Oh, makes you happy?
Yes.
Think it's a big joke, don't you?
No, I don't think about it's a joke.
Look, mister, These permits are issued to protect our citizens.
Yeah, I know all that.
And
yes.
People like you think they're better than anybody else, and they can go around and break all the laws.
Oh, no,
Didn't okay the hanging of that banner, what would happen if it fell down?
Well,
you wouldn't care if you killed everybody in this town.
Killed everybody in the town? Look, I don't want for to kill nobody. You must have got me mixed up with somebody else. You see, I got a friend of mine, but he's coming here from Athens. All I want for to do is hang up a banner across the street. Welcome, Polonius Papatherius.
Ignorance is no excuse.
For heaven's sake.
You still got to have a permit, and we don't care for any cheap arguments.
Arguments? I'm going to be arguing with you. I know what I got for to have a permit. That is why I came down here all the way to the city hall. Honest, I don't want for to give nobody no trouble.
You're a pretty fresh punk.
I'm a fresh punk?
Yeah. I don't like your attitude, see?
Oh, look, mister, all I want for to do is just hang up a sign across the street. Now, I know what I've got for to have a permit for that. I don't want for to break no laws. I don't want nobody for to do no favors for me. I come in here very quietly. I'm not trying for to make trouble for nobody. All I'm asking you for is the permit. If you are don't mind, if you please, pardon me, thank you.
Look, brother, don't get tough with me. Okay, here's your permit. That'll be $2.
Thank you.
Now take it upstairs to the city clerk's office. He'll have to validate it.
Oh, I've got to take it upstairs to the city clerk's office.
Yeah, the city clerk's office.
Yes.
Well, just don't stand there. There's other people who want to be waited on. You know, we're not running this city hall just for you, mister.
Yeah, I know that. Well, thank you very much and goodbye. Wonder what I said, what made him so mad. Let me for to see he says what I got for to take this permit up to the city clerk's office. Wonder where that is. Think what I'll ask that man over there at the information desk. Oh, no, I couldn't go through that again.
Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children. There's room for many or more, get on board.
Gospel train them coming, I hear it just at hand. I hear them car wheels moving and rumbling through the land.
Get on board, 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 get on board. There's room for many a more.
The fare is cheap and all can go, the rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train, no difference in the fare.
Get on board, get on board, get on board.
Carter singing Get On Board, Little Trunk. We'll be back with Pocky in just a moment. There is no greater right, no greater privilege than the free ballot. This is the right of every citizen and must be guarded zealously. It is the backbone of a free and democratic way of life, the American way. Your own individual action in hometown government may not seem to be an important factor in international politics. But good government builds up from the bottom, from the smallest unit. If you accept poor government in your community without trying to correct it, you can't expect to have other than bad government on the state and national level. Right now, more than ever, it is important that our free type of government, with all its liberties and guarantees to the individual, be shown at its best. During the months ahead, war-exhausted nations in Europe and Asia will be making their decision, deciding for a free type of government or swinging toward dictatorship. The last war has shown how small the world is. And in a world dominated by totalitarian nations, our own free government would be endangered. You can do your part being actively aware of the freedoms which many take for granted. Take part actively in your government. And remember, freedom is everybody's job. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, Parky, how do you like the way I decorated the restaurant? Do you think it looks nice enough for Mr. Papatherius?
Ah, Betty, the place looks beautiful. You sure did a wonderful job here. Yeah.
Well, now, don't faint. I had to spend $38 for material to make all these drapes.
$38?
Mm-hmm.
This cost me $53 for the banner and $2 for the permit and $1.80 to take a taxi home from the city hall. Did they wear me out down there? Oh, my. That means for the city, that comes to $94.80, and Mr. Papatherius owes me $65. So far, I didn't make very much money in this deal, huh, Betty?
I know, Parky. But you wouldn't want to make money on your friends, would you?
No, but it would be nice if I could at least break even, you huh? Oh, Betty, I forgot all about the fresh strawberries.
Fresh strawberries?
Yes, I wanted to make a big surprise from you. You see, that would be a famous Greek dish. Fresh strawberries, and you put honey over that, you know.
Oh,
if I could only get that. That would make such a big hit with him. You know, Betty, if you got a good friend, then you don't mind going to lots of trouble, you know.
Well, Parky, if you're looking for trouble, here it is. Here comes Orville Sharp.
Oh, my.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pakukakis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct. Yes. Say, Mr. Sharp, are you could have any ideas where I could buy some fresh strawberries?
Oh, fresh strawberries?
Yes.
Yeah, brother, they're strawberries. They're very hard to get now.
Yeah?
Big shortage of straw.
There is?
Oh, yeah, sure. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Why do you want fresh strawberries?
Well, I see a friend of mine is coming to visit me all the way from Athens. I wanted to give him that because he's a very important man. He's a big millionaire.
Well, millionaire?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you don't want to give him no ordinary stuff like strawberries.
No.
Oh, no, no. But you want to give him something different, something exotic.
Exotic?
Exactly. Let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example. Yes.
You see, them millionaires, they don't eat no common food like you and me. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
You say what millionaires has done eats common food?
No. How do you think they get all them ulcers?
You're right. You know, I never thought of that. Yes.
Why, sure. You know, what you want to feed a millionaire is a lot of fancy dishes.
Fancy dishes?
Uh-huh.
You know, I wouldn't know what kind of fancy dishes what to make for you.
Well, I'll be glad to make a few soggy gestions.
Soggy gestions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when you feed a millionaire,
yes.
you got to start off with what we call the first curse.
The first curse?
Uh-huh. That is known as the appetizer.
Appetizer?
Uh-huh. Then after the appetizer,
yes.
And comes a soup. Now, for the soup, well, you give him a choice of maybe two kinds of chicken soup. Maybe chicken come and see me.
Chicken come and see me?
Yeah, or else you might try maybe chicken creosote.
Well, that's a new one on me, chicken creosote.
It's a powerful soup.
Sounds like the last word.
Now, after the soup, see, yes. You save the vegetables.
Vegetables?
Yeah. Now, what you should do, see, you can have one one great big plate, see, and you desecrate it beautifully. With, all the vegetables, like maybe spinach.
Spinach?
Or mushrooms, or maybe aspirin goose.
Aspirin goose.
Maybe some broccoli.
Broccoli? How's about archidukes?
Yeah, archidukes. Yeah, that's very good, too, yeah. And then in the center of the plate, see, just to give it a lot of color, you can put that beautiful red fruit's got a lot of them seeds in it, you know, a Pomeranian.
Pomeranian, huh?
Yeah. And now we come to the piece of assistance, or what we call final entry or the main case.
What do you give him for the main curse?
Boiled peasant.
Boiled peasant?
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what Mr. Papathiri is going for to like boiled peasant,
huh? Mm.
Besides, where am I going to get that peasant who'll stand still long enough to boil him? No, thank you very much, just the same, but I guess what I'll be able for to finger out something what to give.
Well, it's up to you, Mr. Yes. Parkykakis. I was just trying to help you out, that's all.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Parkykakis.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp, yes.
Parky, here's Mr. Papatherius.
Oh, my, where is Mr. Papatherius, Betty?
Right here.
Him? Mr., do you be Polonius Papatherius?
I sure am, and sure enough, mighty glad to meet you all, Colonel.
Colonel, did you just arrive from Athens, Greece?
Athens, Greece?
Yes.
Bless you, no, I'm all from Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia?
Well, sure enough, didn't you get my telegram?
Yeah, but I thought that you was the Polonius Papathiris, the inventor, what I knew years ago in Greece.
Oh, you're thinking of my uncle. Oh. He's from the Greek branch of the family.
Yes.
He's Polonius Demosthenes Papathiris.
Yes. Who are you?
I represent the southern branch of the family. Yes. I'm Polonius Jefferson Davis Papathiris.
I know, remember you now. You are the nephew.
You're all showing up right, Colonel, and I'm powerful glad to see you all.
Yes, and I'm powerful glad to see all of you all, too. Say, look, Mr. Papathiris, you said in your telegram that you had an important matter for to discuss with me. You all.
Well, I sure have.
Yes?
I just want you all to know that my family and me have never forgotten your wonderful generosity.
That's all right.
In loaning my uncle that $65 that started him off.
Yes.
And since you all were so kind to him.
Yes.
I wonder if you'd be good enough to loan me $250.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Major of Parkies is written by Parker Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more comedy. The Jim Backus Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Good night.